Daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free Pod Verified score, free Pod Verified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Ashley Hurd. Ashley, you're the founder and CEO of Manager Method. You're found on the web at managermethod.com. Also happens to be the title of your book, The Manager Method, a practical framework to lead, support, and get results. Ashley, it's great to have you.
Hey, Josh. Thank you so much for having me here.
Congratulations on the release of your new book. This is very exciting. I can't wait to dig into that, to learn all about it, because management's tough. We'll talk about that. And but before we do, I always love hearing what high-level leaders are doing, what they do for fun in their free time when no one's looking, or maybe they are looking. But I see an acoustic guitar behind you. And so you and I talked previously, you play.
I do play. I think every leader is a bit of a kid at heart, and I am working on relearning guitar, which I first learned when I was about 13 years old. So more than three decades later, I am back at it. So I know we're not supposed to talk about work. Sometimes it does feel like work trying to relive it, but it really is. It's a lot of fun. And I use it as a palate cleanser at the end of every day before I make dinner.
Absolutely. When you were 13, 14, do you remember the songs that you were learning back then?
Yes, Josh, because I desperately wanted to become, I don't know if a rock star, but at least play cool songs. And I was playing Three Blind Mice, maybe Yellow Submarine, but still, when you're learning to play it, it doesn't sound so cool. But I learned to play it. I still remember the name of my music teacher. I won't say it, but I remember he seemed so uncool and kept me going boring when the person next to me was literally shredding away on an electric guitar. And so I remember both what I played, but also the person next to me, which is what I really wanted to be one day.
Now, can you shred?
No, I can't shred. I still can barely play. No, I now can play chords and things like that.
Yeah.
I now give myself the patience that I should have had at 13 years old to try you realize when you do it over and over, practicing that and having it feel comfortable, the other things become a lot easier after the fact. So shredding is my 2027 goal.
what songs do you play now? Name some artists or titles that you've been working on lately.
So I like to play As It Was by Harry Styles, which is, because I like to have my kids kind of come up and think I'm cool. I do like to play songs by Adele as well. And I like to try to play The Grateful Dead because my parents recently retired to the Villages in Florida, not that far from you.
But, right.
And my dad just became a bass player in the largest cover band, Grateful Dead cover band in the Villages. So
wow, how fun!
Yeah, so he can shred relatively on the bass, and so I'm trying to catch up. So I'm trying to play as much of the Grateful Dead as I can to surprise him when he gets down there.
Oh, that's going to be so fun that you could join him in that. Yeah, I mentioned this frequently.
Yes.
I mentioned to you, but I picked up the bass just under 2.5 years ago. Now I could do about 150 songs. Most of them I need to see the music. I don't have the vast majority that memorized, but I can play along. The way I kind of got into it is just treating it like Guitar Hero, and the software today is so good. You can start with YouTube videos of people posting their tabs and, playing along with them, which is what I did. And then, now I use, the software Songster. And so now it's got hundreds of thousands of tabs and you just play right along to the original music and stuff. So that's pretty much what I do. And it's just so much fun. But, for high level leaders, I just music is just one of these endless hobbies. One final thing on this before we got to get into here.
I'm fine talking about this.
Yeah. This idea of learning, and I'm so grateful that I came across this concept in a book, and I really did want to find a good book. And I think I remember even I don't know, I was researching like what's a really good book just so I can get in the right mindset for learning an instrument, like because I really would like to be good. I've never played an instrument. You know, it always seemed like, oh, that's just something that other people can do and not me. And I read something in the book, and I don't remember the title, but you know, the big aha moment was whether you think you're learning it or not, you are. You don't need to worry about that. If you're just engaging in the activity and you keep it fun, like you don't turn it into a chore, like you will learn. And it's amazing. And I'm sure you can appreciate this about, you know, when you're playing something, you're like, wow, how do I know how to do that?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, I'm the same where I'll have tabs and I love tabs. And I know people sometimes there's purists, like you should know different ways. I am one of those people in guitar and in general in leadership, which is take the practical tips that stick with you. And I love tabs. And so, you know, I'll play along with those, but sometimes when I can play something by memory and I learn it and people can recognize what it is, there's no greater feeling.
I believe that this is probably a good metaphor for management. How's that for a
I
segue,
mean,
Ashley?
Josh, there's a reason you do what you do. Well done.
Take it away, my friend. What is the metaphor between playing guitar and being a great manager?
Well, I say this because my career quilt. So very much like I've been on a quilt of my guitar playing, taking about 30 years off in between. My career quilt and work. So really, the 30 years in between. I worked at roles from legal to leading HR at organizations like McKinsey, which tend to get attention more, or Yum Brands, KFC. But I also started out as a sandwich artist at Subway or in an electronics associate at Kmart. And so I've seen all levels of the ladder. And one thing I see is often it really is those practical tips that stick with people. And it has been amazing to me. And not as humbling about myself as much, but humbling when I see leaders like senior partners at McKinsey who've been written up in all sorts of, you know, publications, who are incredibly smart. But I see that the conversations I would have with them were virtually identical to a restaurant manager at KFC when I was supporting them from the corporate side, or that I'd experienced from managers, that it's a lot of it is thinking about how do you drive performance? How do you get people to want to stay? And so as I, you know, worked in roles like McKinsey, I got all sorts of publications and thought, what kind of corporate speak do I have to use? But what I realized is some of the smartest and best leaders that I found at one of the, you know, most respected organizations in the world, they were very real people, many of which, you know, played music and you could relate to them on that front. But just really practical tips, and that it's amazing that so much of leadership is theoretical, but when it comes down to it, a lot of times people, whether you're an aspiring manager or a senior executive, can just use some tips on what to do and say in trying out how to lead, whether it's your direct team or you're managing, you know, a whole organization.
Well, Ashley, I know you talk about this quite a bit in your new book, which is just released, The Manager Method, a practical framework to lead, support, and get results. You know, here we are, we're in 2026. You know, I think that there's been a lot of movement. When I think about, you know, a lot of disruption. Within organizations, there's been a lot of technology. I think things are moving quickly. And so I talk about the relevance of your message today.
I mean, it's a question, you know, I had certainly even I started writing the book. I say it's, I'd started writing the book 2 years ago. I started taking notes of things that ended up in the book over a decade ago. And while I wondered, okay, is this still relevant in the age of AI, technology, all of these things? If you were to talk to the people that do the work and say, what matters to you at your organization? Oftentimes it's really basic information, things like, I'd like to be treated like a person. I want to feel like I matter. I want my boss to, you know, listen to me, listen to my ideas, give me actual feedback, and also recognize me. I mean, some of the things that you see haven't changed in over a decade. I mean, the ways we do it have. Now, there's all sorts of technology to do things like recognize people at work or to share ideas, to give performance. But a key part of that is you still have to have the human mindset to know how important it is to recognize people, to call out their achievements, and to do a lot of those behaviors. And so I actually think in, or I've seen in the rise of technology, that aspect of human leadership can be one that absolutely sets you apart and sets an organization apart when you're looking for all of those things like performance, engagement, retention. Often those come down to what you do and say to your people, and being more human is something that a lot of people are craving.
Yeah. And the transformation that you would expect. First off, do you mind just saying what level of manager is the manager method for?
Literally, virtually all levels. So from aspiring through senior executive. And I say oftentimes, they'll say like niche down in particular, but I really have seen, again, going back from KFC through McKinsey, there's lessons that people can learn. And so I started posting videos on TikTok, not something you would think to start doing over 40 always, but what I've loved is messages I've gotten from people at all levels that it resonated. The person that wrote my foreword to my book was Steve Cadogan, the first CHRO of LinkedIn. And he had shared with me that in reading the book, he started reading it and he said he couldn't put it down, which again, I very much appreciate him saying that. But it is designed to not only speak to that senior level audience, but also give aspiring managers things that you may not always hear. So it really is for any level.
Yeah, and Ashley, can you share a bit about the work you do? Who do you serve? And obviously as a thought leader, and by the way, I'm on your LinkedIn right now, and you have a really great following. You share a lot of really valuable content. I am disappointed. I don't see sandwich artist in your history, so maybe you'll update that at some point, but could you share just maybe a little bit more about and by the way, if you want to incorporate kind of the thought leadership that you do share on LinkedIn, because you are a great follow and you're a leading voice on LinkedIn. But I am curious to learn about how you do this work professionally. Are you hosting workshops? Are you consulting?
Yeah, and I should add sandwich artist, because those who have ever seen me make a sandwich will know I'm very vocal. Now, I would say recently, but now it was over 2 decades ago, I believe, that Subway changed the way they cut the bread, and I still have a lot of opinions about that.
The
But
boat method. It's so funny. I just saw someone post about that yesterday. It's like,
the
what? Yeah, that was a
U-cut.
thing.
And I still do eat at Subway, which I do think is a good bellwether. But to answer maybe your more relevant question is, I started posting videos to a fictional CEO. And I did that because especially as I advanced in my career, a lot of my conversations were the CEO, C-suite level, board of directors meetings. But I still had conversations all the time with managers. And so I had people that said, hey, could you make videos more to the manager level? So of the role play videos I put out, and so this isn't like a business, this is, say, a hobby, but on social media, you can see me doing role plays, some of them for frontline managers named Kim, or a fictional CEO named Luke. But in my business, the manager method, I've really created it. I don't know if I want to call it a disruptor, but I have, a pretty unique career quilt. Again, having worked at McKinsey, having legal and HR
Wow.
experience, I started in cold call B2B sales, cold calling
Wow.
Fortune 1000 CFOs. And so some of that really does put it together to have a bit of a unique perspective. But one thing I saw is, again, the conversations I was having were really similarly. Sometimes people just don't know things about management, including at the senior level. But often for manager training, you may have a workshop. And I still occasionally will come in, do a workshop. I always do what I call a post-session deliverable, a very fancy name for a 2-3 page document to, bring it home with tips so people actually bring it to their work. But the one thing I say is, I'm not Brené Brown, but I will say, when you bring, you go see Brené Brown speak, you may say, wow, that's amazing. But Brené Brown's not sitting on anyone's shoulder, generally, the frontline manager through the CEO, when you're then making decisions to bring it into action. So I flip the script a bit. And so when I work with organizations, normally what it is a three-legged stool. So I focus a lot on HR, using HR as a conduit to deliver messages and also helping HR move from being the function that delivers bad news or resets HRIS system passwords, but to really help people build skills, again, managers at all levels. And so when it's rolled out, managers will each get access to like videos and a resource guide that I have. I have a Manager 101 course, Manager 201, even Employee Success for non-manager employees. And individuals can get those. But with organizations, what I have for HR is a toolkit. So they get all the communications behind that to announce, okay, this is how it's coming. And then materials to run live cohort sessions for their managers and all the FAQs of like, how many people should I have in it? But I have those so that, it's generally for Manager 101, let's say it's a 6-month schedule. And so managers get access each month. They watch roughly hour and a half of videos, go through the resource guide. Then they come together and their HR team, learning and development team, they lead sessions and they have everything done for them to lead sessions to brand to life. And what that was based on was actually totally different. But in a previous life, when I was a lawyer, an in-house lawyer, we did rotations. And so I actually did data breach workshops like this, where we would say, okay, everything from a credit card swipe to other things. And what I saw was I was in these sessions with C-suite leaders, experts, all these things, and people didn't know what to do in the moment. You'd ask someone and they'd hesitate. And over time, we built that muscle. But as I built out my manager training program, again, I know I don't have a desire to go and travel all over, but I also know it's more expensive to bring in an external person. Logistically, sometimes it's hard, like, oh, who's available? When can we do the session? But also for HR teams who are going to be the ones ideally supporting those leaders through the business partners, through HR leadership. But for that team to be able to lead these cohort sessions and bring it to life. And now we have all sorts of tools to bring it into the flow of work. But so it really is scalable. And so a mix of on-demand learning, but also live sessions that are really done within the organization. And so that's how I've built a program that, candidly tends to be more budget friendly than if I came in person, but also to really make it have a lasting impact.
Ashley, next steps for a friend that's listening. Where would you recommend they go? What should they do if they it's you know and I'm what I guess what I'm hoping for is maybe something actionable too. I feel like again we all experience frustrations with leadership and management. We have organizational challenges, we have people challenges. As of when we're recording this, I mean, there's a lot of change going on, and that's always a lot of fun as well, because change can be very hard for groups of people who, appreciated doing things a certain way. And but it's tough. What maybe we'll just give someone some either resources or an action step, something that they can do today, including how they can further engage with you.
So I'll give you information first. I'll tell you how you can further engage, but I'll give you the information first, which is the core of the Manager Method book is a three-step framework, which is pause, consider, act. And it's something that people can do in any situation. I've designed it to be any situation at work. People have said, I used it with my spouse or my kids. Great, if that's helpful as well. But what this is to think about in any situation, we often react. We give an answer right away. We react in a way that maybe later we think, okay, I could have done something differently. But it's to pause. Which does not mean stop, but to pause and using that pause to consider what information do I have? What do I not have? How would I want to be treated? What assumptions am I bringing? And am I treating this person differently than I would if they were this person? And so, really considering, especially thinking, how would I want to be treated in this situation or what would I want to see happen? And then to act. So, then do something about it. Because the biggest traps I see are on either side. People don't pause, especially in leadership, because you feel like you know all the answers or you're crushed for time. But then the flip, you don't act. Sometimes it's because you forget, but when you don't, so when you tell someone I'll follow up and you don't, they think, well, I'm an idiot. Oh, everyone's laughing at me, when really you probably just forgot. But so making sure that you're following up with people, but also acting, having that decision. And so in the midst of change, for example, what a lot of leaders do is they'll retreat. Well, I don't want to give information until we have a clear plan. Everything from you're a manager, someone on your team's quitting. Well, I don't want everybody to know till we have a replacement plan. And I say, everybody probably already knows already. But and also you can shape it by saying, okay, this is what we know. Let's think about that replacement. Do we spread work among the team? Is it a promotion? And so bringing people into those conversations to change at the top, things like AI. As an organization, if you're a senior leader, if you talk about AI publicly, does your team know actually what's expected of them and how they're allowed to use it, how they're encouraged to use it, and how others are really using it effectively? So again, pause, consider, act can help you just, think in the moment. It can just take a few seconds, but can really change the impact away from the assumptions that we often make. So if you want to learn more, I'll tell you easily, you can go to managermethod.com. If you go to managermethod.com/book, you can find all the places to pre-order my book in hard copy, digital, audiobook. I did record it. And also resources. So individually, a reflection guide, if you're reading it on your own, there'll also be a book club guide if you're reading it with a group. So if you start from there, then you can pretty much find me in the social media everywhere else, but that's a nice place to start. And you can also explore my courses and my leadership packages there.
Yeah. I would be remiss, Ashley, if I didn't mention that you are also part of a team on a podcast called HR
Yes.
Besties. And so to our friend that's listening, right, I was going to read the tagline, but I don't know how to do that eloquently.
And you can't, it's hard to read the
The
Astra,
BS.
the BS. Yeah,
Business BS.
business plus BS. We it's with two other creators that may be familiar to some of the leaders from some social media. I tell people it's there. We have a good time. We also bring practical tips in every and try to give a peek behind the curtain of how HR thinks and operates.
I love it. That's, by the way, at hrbesties.com. And you can, again, just search for that. The book is The Manager Method. It's available on all formats. It's available at Amazon and everywhere. And again, you can get to that by going to managermethod.com/book. And then when you're on, Ashley, when they're on your website, there's all kinds of other ways that they can engage with you, including that learning hub, which you mentioned. There's a lot of good stuff there. Ashley Heard, thank you so much for joining us, Ben. I love this conversation.
Thank you so much, Josh. And let's keep on playing.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.